It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
All right, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Madison Baseball Field. Paul Ramel here along with Dick Newman. We got Lacapaw Valley Baseball for you on a beautiful, what day is this?
Monday.
And Dick, thanks for joining me here in the press box.
Oh, gosh, baseball, isn't that? It's great.
Yeah, you got to love baseball, that's for sure. And it looks like maybe you're going to get some rain this afternoon, but it looks like the sun's coming out now, and it's going to be a great night for baseball here at the Madison Baseball Field. And, let's go through your starting lineups. Actually, the Eagles will be hosting Renville County West, the Jaguars. They're out there taking infield right now. So let's go through your starting lineups. Your State Farm Insurance starting lineups brought to you by Tony Arata, your State Farm Insurance agent with offices in Cambie and Madison. For Renville County West, they had a tough year last year. They were 1-15. Their starters tonight, that shortstop is Hampton Hebring. He'll lead things off for the Jaguars. Blake Drake, third baseman, batting third and pitching is Connor Peterson. Batting fourth and playing first base, Kason Arterburn. Batting fifth and playing second base, Jack Halbrick. Batting fifth, Riley Dake, the catcher. Aaron Agri, play right field at bat seventh. Easton Johnson will bat eighth and play left field. And A.J. Reyes will play out center field. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for RCW. For Lacapaw Valley, some familiar names from last year. Leading off will be Gavin Mortensen. He'll play second. Batting second, Grant Bierke, the catcher. Batting third and pitching, Nolan Smith. Batting fourth, Brant Schomer. Schomer will be out in center field. Batting fifth, Kason Heineke. He'll play first base. Sophomore Jackson Fernals will bat sixth, and he's at shortstop. Batting seventh and playing third base, Carter Moen. Batting eighth and playing right field, Malcolm Lilliard. And batting ninth and playing left field, Max Young. Eagles are coached by Darby Biergon, assisted by Josh Benson, Mark Bierenheld, and Braden Kittleson. And the RCW coaches, Steve Agri, Scott Kirsten, Tim Tanner, and Randy Schaub. We just visited with Randy up here in the press box, didn't we?
Yeah, we gave him the tour of the facility. He hadn't been here since.
Yeah, new press box and everything.
New lights and everything, yeah.
That's right. So that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineup. That wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll take a commercial break. We'll be back in a couple minutes after they play the national anthem.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramel. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area sports boosters, including Jubilee Foods, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Whitnable Construction, Briar Doctors, Cargill, Dawson Dairy Queen, Ryan Smith Seeds, Madison Dairy Queen, Minneota Building Materials, Northern Plains Tiling, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Kluver Law Office, Pierce and Dawson, UFP Minneota, CCM Health in Montevideo, Southwest Insurance Services, Farmers Union Oil Company, Haugen Insurance Agency, Chris Wodzinski for House, Erickson Chevrolet, Ridgeview Seeds, WOW Auto Wash in Dawson, Greater Community Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Wolfschlager Concrete, Madison Dental Clinic, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Sather Building Supplies, Dawson Auto Glass, Madison Chiropractic, State Bank of Taunton, Old National Bank, Pioneer Hybrid International, Madison Healthcare Services, Plumbing Electric, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Madison EDA. Sports brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, The Western Guard, Ludvigson Tiling, Larson Brothers Concrete, United Prairie Bank, Johnson Memorial Health Services, First Security Bank in Canby, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Swenson, Nelson, and Stilts Attorneys. Sports brought to you by Madison Family Chiropractic, Lane's Electric, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, The Strand Agency, Tofty Auto and Sales, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Culligan, Haas Seeds, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Morris Crop Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Myers Electric and Infrared. Other sports boosters include Dawson Truck Parts, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Appleton Dental Clinic, Minnesota West Community and Technical College, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Madison Auto Parts, Napa, Comerford Construction and Gravel, City Hall Bar and Grill, Peterson Team Realty, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Federated Telephone Company, Tron Tossel Seeds, Rural Solutions in Madison, Ortonville Area Health Services, and Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142.
Hi, I'm Nolan Smith. You're listening to Eagle Baseball on Q92.
Seafeld Ostrich Services, or SOS, is your local team for excavation, dirt work, and utility line help around Madison, Minnesota. We're fully licensed for septic installation in South Dakota and are working on expanding our licenses here at home in Minnesota. Licensed, bonded, and insured, we serve farms and homes within about a one-hour drive of Madison, and we're happy to travel farther when the job calls for it. Summer goes fast. Now's the perfect time to book your project before the busy season ends. Give us a call at 320-297-1739. That's 297-1739. That's SOS, ready when you are.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel Seeds dealer.
Sports broadcast on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Welcome back to Madison Baseball Field. Paul Ramo along with Dick Newman here. We're about ready for the first pitch between La Caparo Valley and Renville County West on a beautiful Monday afternoon, Dick.
Well, it is. The forecast was not favorable, but Mother Nature forgot about us, I think.
That's right.
Beautiful day.
Yep. Nolan Smith, the senior right-hander on the mound. Warming up here, Nolan logged quite a few innings the last few years for Coach Darby Biergon, and he looks pretty good out there, doesn't he?
he's gained some velocity for sure. And big, tall right-hander. Nice, tall leg kick. So just throw strikes and keep your fielders on the ball. A lot of new people at new positions, and the pitcher's job is to throw strikes and have your eight people behind you do the job.
All right, here we go. RCW leading off, Hampton Hebrink. I like that first name, Hampton. He steps into the batter's box. Here we go. Nolan Smith with his first pitch of the day. Winds up, and the pitch is a strike called by home plate umpire Clint Schiller. You know Clint, you might recognize him with his long beard.
Yeah.
Next pitch by Nolan is swung on and fouled back, but for a strike, 0-2 count. Two fastballs. Last year, Lacapara Valley, 11 wins and 8 losses. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Strike three.
On the outside corner. Oh, strike out looking.
That was three straight strikes there by Nolan. That was impressive. Defensively for the Eagles, Grant Bierke's behind the plate. Heineke's at first. Mortensen at second. Fernald's at short. Moan at third. That's your infield. Here's a Blake Drake, is it? Trot? Trot. Takes first pitch of ball. And in the outfield, you got Young and Schomer and Lilliard.
Next pitch is down low.
2-0 count to number 10, Blake Drought. He'll be playing third base for the Jaguars. Smith in his windup, end of delivery. Swing and a miss for strike one. Tough season for RCW last night. They just won one game, and that was a conference game against Lakeview. 2-1 count to Drought, and there's strike two. Nolan Smith, continuing his baseball career at Ridgewater College in Wilmer next year. Davis Patzer, I believe, is there too, isn't he?
Yes.
Next pitch called, strike three. Catcher Bjorky dropped the ball to throw to first, and they get him. Two strikeouts there for Smith to start the game. I believe this is the first game for each team, but RCW last Friday in the snow, their game got canceled in the fourth inning, Randy Schaub told us. Here's Connor Peterson, the pitcher. There's a fly ball to right field. Their second baseman, Mortensen, coming over in shallow at right field, and Mortensen makes the catch for the out there. So, Dick, that was a 1-2-3 inning.
Yeah, and only 10 pitches. That's what you want to happen. Have your pitcher throw right around the 10, 11, 12 mark, not in the 20s.
That's right. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Eagles coming to bat here in the bottom of the first. We'll be right back.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
Well, welcome back to Madison Baseball Field. Pretty impressive first inning there for the Eagle pitcher, Nolan Smith. Two strikeouts and a pop-up.
Yeah.
No score between RCW and Lacapara Valley. Eagle's going to send up Mortensen, Bjerke, and Smith, first three batters. Those guys have played varsity ball last year, so, they got the experience this year, don't they?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Well, the American flag out there in center field blowing straight out, so we might see some home runs here today. Paul Ramo, Dick Newman here in a nice press box.
Talked to Darby Virgon at the Culture Show a couple weeks ago, and the people that played varsity last year, not a very good batting average, so if they can put the bat on the ball, that...
Kevin Mortensen took the first pitch, a strike. Peterson delivers to Mortensen, and there's strike two. Gavin Mortensen had a good wrestling season this year.
Good football, too.
Next pitch. Ground ball hit the second base. Hubrick fields it, throws over the first, and they just get a speedy Mortensen there. Good fielding play there by the second baseman, Jack Hubrick. The field looks like in pretty good condition for early in the spring here, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
We got Grant Bierke at the plate for La Capal Valley. Pitches high to Grant. Peterson's a tall right-hander for RCW. And his windup and the pitch to Bierke. And that's strike one.
Two fastballs here.
Peterson delivers to Bierke on the 1-1 pitch, and that's low for ball two. Got a lot of activities, high school activities going on today. The golf team's up down in Marshall, the boys' golf team, that is. We'll get some updates on that in a little bit. They should be wrapping it up now. Next pitch is a strike. Umpire Schiller got a good strike zone today. 2-2 count to Grant. One out here in the bottom of the first. Ground ball hit to the shortstop, and Hebrink fields it, throws it, and doesn't get. And Bierke beats the throw.
Base hit.
Just a routine. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, shortstop playing almost on the outfield grass, and he came, was a slow roller. He was probably 10, 15 feet in the grass on the infield, and Bierke, with good speed, beat it out by about 3 or 4 steps. So,
over the first, Bierke gets back. Here's Nolan Smith, a senior, batting in the third spot. See what Coach Darby Virgon does if he's going to send Bierke here. Grant's got good speed. And Peterson from the stretch, and the pitch fouled back by Nolan for strike one. One strike here to Nolan Smith. On deck is Brant Schomer. Ooh, fake throw over to first. Grant Bierke has his uniform pretty dirty already. We're only in the bottom of the first. Throw over to first. Almost caught him leaning. Ball gets by the first baseman. Goes to the fence. Bierke's on his way to second base.
Yeah. Error on the throw.
Peterson threw it over to first to Arterbaugh and Bauer, and just got by the first baseman, allowing Grant to get in scoring position now for La Capal Valley. No one can help his cause out here. He's got a RBI out there at second base. Swing and a miss. He swung at a high fastball. It's 0-2 to Nolan Smith.
Right-handed thrower, but a left-handed batter. Nolan is. Just like that.
Throw to second base to get Bierke, and he gets back. The call was on there. That was... Catcher must have called that. A shortstop, Hebring, came over, and they just about got picked Grant off at second. Peterson's pitch to Smith, and that's low for a ball. One ball, two strikes to Nolan. Good opportunity here in the bottom of the first with no score. Eagles with a runner on second base and one out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. So you got a piece of it, but the catcher hung onto the ball. It's a strikeout. So Smith goes down, and there's one out. Or two outs, excuse me.
First strikeout for the pitcher.
Here's Brant Schomer. Oh, look at the lead Bierke has at second.
A pitch to Brandt. Ooh, high and inside for a ball. Nice to see Schomer back on the baseball field after being injured in football this past fall.
Yeah. He was doubtful when Darby talked on the coach's show, but good to see him there. He's got good speed. He loves baseball.
Peterson's pitch is high to Brandt. On deck is Kaysen Heineke. Schomer is a senior. Bierke with his lead at second with two outs. Here in the bottom of the first, no score. RCW's pitcher, Peterson, gets by the catcher, and Grant's going to go down to third base. They'll not throw it down there.
That was a pass ball.
So Bierke at third base. 3-0 count. Who's this? Schomer band, okay?
Yeah.
Peterson is lined up, and the pitch. Ooh, there's a strike on 3-0. Wonder if, do you ever get the green light on 3-0, you think?
Oh, occasionally.
Here's a 3-1 pitch. Strike two.
Depends on the batter, too, and the situation, but.
From 3-0 to full count, Peterson's pitch to Schomer, called strike three, struck him out the end of the inning. Boy, Peterson got out of a jam there, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Eagles, no runs.
No runs. One hit, one error, and one left on base. So scoreless after one complete inning.
And we'll be back after a word from our fine sponsors.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
Paul Ramo, Dick Newman back here at Madison Baseball Field. No score. We're going in the top of the second. RCW coming to bat. Impressive first inning by both pitchers there, Dick.
It was, yeah. They threw strikes. That's your job. And I know for Mark Aparo, the pitchers always don't waste a whole lot of time. And the pitcher for Renville County West, your outfielders and fielders behind you kind of go to sleep if you spend too much time between pitches.
Here's Carson Arterburn, and the first pitch, a ball there from Nolan Smith.
Big first baseman, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a football player. Nolan delivers. And that's strike two, or strike one, excuse me. One ball, one strike. To Carson?
Early in the game, but he's depending on the fastball so far.
1-1 pitch, fly ball to right field. Lilliard coming in, or Mortensen going back to second baseman, and Gavin makes the catch. I thought that was going to go out to right field. It was just a pop-up to the second baseman, Mortensen.
I think it was right on the fist. You know, on a, not much a bat, soft line drive.
Jack Halbrick, batting for RCW. Went out here in the bottom of the, or top of the second. Pitches way high. That kind of got away from Nolan there on the release. An overcast skies here in Madison. Temperature not bad compared to last Friday when I was in Dawson broadcasting in the snow outside. Ooh, swing and a miss. Swung at an inside pitch there.
This is a really nice press box. I really enjoy broadcasting up here. You got a great view of the field. Nice and comfortable.
Heat in the cold weather and air conditioning in the summer.
Yeah. Oh, there's strike two. Nice pitch there by Nolan. He's looking to have a great year on the mound this year for La Caparo Valley. Eagles made a run last year in the playoffs. Fouled back.
Ball over.
Oh, it hit the netting here in front of us.
Yeah.
Some nice new improvements here. Every year they try to add something new. One ball, two strikes to Halbrecht. Here's the pitch. Pop foul over the first base dugout.
I think the major improvement this year, you look out at center, straightaway center field, most baseball diamonds have a batter's eye.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a bunch of lilac bushes and that.
Strike three, throw the first. There's a strikeout for Nolan Smith. He strikes out Halbrecht. Excuse me. Well, is that not, there's not nothing there?
Well, they're going to build a wooden batter's eye, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like a big plywood fence or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like what the tennis players will hit against a wooden wall.
Okay. Here's the left-handed batter, Riley Dake. I believe that's how you pronounce that. He's batting here with two outs here in the top of the second. Pitch is inside. No score between Renville County West and La Caparo Valley. We'll get through some other games that are being played today in our Q92 listener here in a little bit. Smith's pitch, swing and miss.
Boy, he stepped right at the first baseman. Pitch him outside, he wouldn't be able to reach it.
2-1 count. Next pitch down low. Nice stop by the catcher, Grant Bierke. Smith with three strikeouts here so far. 3-1 count here to Dake. Wind up and the pitch by Smith. And that's strike two. We got a full count.
There was a curveball and it curved into the strike zone. Left-handed batter.
Big pitch here.
Outside corner.
Full count, two outs. And that's ball four. First walk of the game given up by Smith. Today we created a KLQP YouTube channel. If you want to go on your YouTube channel and just type in KLQP Sports, you can watch the game. It's kind of an experiment. I'm experimenting with it, so you can give me some feedback if you want. That's KLQP Sports YouTube page. Oh, look out! Oh, right on the top of the head. My goodness. Number eight, Eric Agri, just got hit by a pitch, the first pitch thrown to him from Smith. I don't know if you could hear the crack up here, but that's why you wear helmets. So with two outs, RCW has runners on first and second. A walk and a hits batsman. And it brings up the number eight batter, Easton Johnson. So a big at-bat here for RCW in the top of the second. There's a strike thrown by Smith. That was scary. But Agri just popped right up and ran down to first. Here's the pitch from Nolan with base runners on first and second. Swing and a miss for strike two. 0-2 count to Johnson. Let's see if Nolan can get in the... Look at Coach Johnson, or Coach Josh Benson down here. Down earlier to get to the right sideline. Josh, next pitch, swing and a miss. Struck him out to end the inning. Wow, huh? What do you got, Dick, there? No runs?
No runs. No hits. No errors. And two left on base. After an inning and a half, still no score.
We'll take a break and be right back.
and another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
19.
We're back here at Madison Baseball Field. Paul Ramo and Dick Newman here. No score between Renville County West and La Caprile Valley. Eagles will be batting here in the bottom of the second inning.
5, 6, and 7.
Give you some quick updates in Camden Conference in baseball. Camby Lancers are leading the Minneota Vikings right now, 3-1 in the bottom of the second inning. And let's see, we've got Dawson Boyd Blackjack baseball team. They're leading the Ortonville Trojans 3-1. And that's in the bottom of the third. Some updates there.
Now, Ortonville is in the Camden Conference for baseball, correct?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that right, Tony?
Yep.
Okay.
And softball, I believe.
Okay.
Is it softball, too?
All sports.
Okay. All right, so here's La Caprile Valley. Let's see if they can put some runs on the board here. We're in the bottom of the second inning, and we're going to have Kaysen Heineke, Jackson Fernals, and Carter Moan, the first three batters for the Eagles, to face Peterson. Here he is in his windup, swing and a miss by Heineke. Kaysen's a junior.
It was a curveball on the outside corner.
Connor Peterson is the pitcher. Next pitch, and that's inside for a ball. Kind of lost our son here for a while now. And more people coming into the baseball complex here. There's a ground ball. Oh, right back to Peterson. He snags it with his glove. And look what I found, and he throws over to first for the out. Man, that was a hard-hit ball off the bat of Heineke. And good, quick reactions there by the Renville County West pitcher. Kind of surprised him that he had the ball in his glove.
Look what I found.
Here's Jackson Fernals, quarterback for the Eagle football team. Did a nice job.
He really did, you know, and he went up to Coach Smith and said, after Bierke got hurt, and said, nobody wants to play football, I guess I can give it a try. And boy, he took some tough hits there.
Swing and a miss. So he got a piece of it, but tipped it off there for strike two. One ball, two strikes.
He really is a competitor and played a good basketball season on the junior varsity and limited action on the varsity. When he was in there, did a great job.
Called strike three.
He loves baseball.
Peterson strikes out Fernals looking. That's the third strikeout of the game for Connor Peterson. Here's Carter Moan. Is it his birthday today?
Max Young.
Oh, Max Young's birthday. Okay. There's a strike. The number four, Carter Moan, a sophomore for La Caprile Valley. Peterson delivers, and that's down low for a ball. And Dake behind the plate. Arterbauer be at first base. Here's the pitch. And that's low for a ball to Carter.
Two balls and a strike.
Halbrick at second. Hebrink at short. And Drack at third. Next pitch. Swing and a miss.
That's a curveball.
What do we got? 2-2 count?
2-2, yeah.
Peterson winds up in the 2-2 pitch to Moan. Outside for a ball.
I think this might be his first full count.
Full count pitch. Two outs. Bottom of the second. No score. Here's the pitch. A backstop. So Carter stays alive. If Carter get on, Malcolm Lilliard is up next. Peterson taking his time on the mound here. And we're going to start with that full count pitch again. And that one just missed for ball four. I think that's his first walk of the game.
Both pitchers have one walk.
Here's senior Malcolm Lilliard. He looks down to Coach Darby Birgon with two outs here. Malcolm is the eighth batter in the batting order for La Caparo Valley. Peterson from the stretch now. There goes Moon. Here's the pitch. Here's the throw down to second. He's safe. Stolen base there for Carter Moon. He's in scoring position. Coach Bjergan likes to run the bases, doesn't he? He's aggressive on the bases, I should say. Malcolm Lilliard, possibly an RBI out there with a base hit. He's got a strike on him. Pitches outside, gets by the catcher, and the ball ricochets off the brick and over the catcher's head, goes back to home plate. That was odd. So Moen goes from second to third. Got a brick behind home plate there, and the catcher, Dake, was running by after he missed the ball, and the ball ricocheted off the brick and went back over his head towards the pitcher. There's a ground ball to the right side of the field. Adebauer fields it, steps on first to end the threat there for La Caparo Valley. So, no runs there for La Caparo Valley. No hits, no errors, and they leave one. We'll take a break and come back with more baseball from Madison Memorial Baseball Field. No score between RCW and La Caparo Valley. We'll be right back.
Sports also brought to you by the Western Guard newspaper in Madison. Stop by their office right on Main Street and sign up for your subscription today. You can give them a call at 320-598-7521. That's the Western Guard newspaper. All the news you need to know right there in your mailbox once a week. Check them out online at thewesternguardnews.com and like them on Facebook.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
Hi, I'm Brian Schomer. You're listening to Eagle Baseball on Q92.
Paul Ramo, Dick Newman back here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. No score between Renville County West and La Caparo Valley. The Jaguars batting on top of the third. Your thoughts on the game so far, the first couple innings there, Dick?
Well, so far it's the pitchers are a little dominant. A lot of strikeouts. Only one hit and not a whole lot of... RCW has put the bat on the ball more than the Eagles have.
Here's A.J. Reyes, the number 9 batter, swing and a miss. Big cut there by Reyes for strike one. No score, no hits. Now we got one hit.
Yeah.
That was by Bjerke, I think, wasn't it? Yep. Strike two called. Nolan, a tall right-hander. What's he, 6'1", somewhere in there, Tony, or?
6'3".
Yeah. And next pitch is down low.
Still staying with the fastball, and that's your catcher. I mean, the way they're swinging the bat, they're probably a little late, so why put a curveball in? It's a little slower, and he's a... really rearing back and throwing hard.
A.J. Reyes just fouled that one back to the netting. Counts one ball, two strikes to the number 9 batter, Reyes. Nolan in his windup and the pitch, and he calls strike three. Yeah.
Kind of a half swing, but he did follow through. So
fifth strikeout of the game for Nolan Smith.
Now we'll go to the back to the top of the order. Hampton Hebrink will bat here in the top of the third inning. Popped up in the infield. Smith off the mound looking at and catches that right on the foul, third base foul line. Almost collided with Bierke, the catcher.
And the third baseman was in there too, boy.
Third baseman, number 10. Yeah, Nolan, he got off the mound quick. It's just a little blue pop-up between home plate and third base, and Nolan sprinting over there made the catch. That could have been a major collision there.
It could have been.
Here's Blake Trout, and a swing and a miss. Two outs now here in the top of the third. Still no score between the Jaguars and the Eagles. Smith delivers, swing and a miss for strike two.
He's just throwing it right by these batters.
He's in that groove, as they call it. And here's the 0-2 pitch with two outs. Strike three called. Blazing fastball down the middle to end that inning.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We'll take a commercial break. Lockbar Valley coming up the bat in the bottom of the third. No score between the Eagles and the Jaguars. We'll be right back.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year.
Hi, I'm Malcolm Milliard, and you're listening to Eagle Baseball on Q92.
We're back here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Here's Max Young, the number 9 batter. No score between the Jaguars and the Eagles. Max Young batting. I think he's the birthday boy, right? Sophomore? No score. Pitcher's duel so far between Peterson and Smith. Next pitch outside to number 5, Max Young. Got an update for you here in the bottom of the third. The Ortonville Trojans have taken the lead on Dawson Boyd, 6-3. Pitch outside to Max. Three-oh count to Max Young. Then it'll be the top of the order for Lockbar Valley. Peterson delivers, and that's inside for ball four.
Second walk for the pitcher, and walks will kill you. And leadoff batter gets on base for the Eagles.
Camby Lancers leading the Minnesota Vikings 4-1. And Lakeview and RTR just getting underway. Here's the pitch. There goes the runner. Young down the second. The throw to second. He slides in there safely with a stolen base.
Well, you watch the catcher. He takes about three steps as he's throwing it. You want to get up and just throw it.
Gavin Mortensen batting. Mortensen takes the pitch from Peterson. Pop foul out of play over the, what is that, the crow's nest over there? The duck blind, they call it. What do they call that over there? The duck blind. Quite a few people up there already. Nice to see. Baseball's back here in Madison. 1-1 pitch to Mortensen. And that's strike two called. 1-2 to Gavin. Gavin, a junior, looks down to Coach Biergon. Max Young on second base. There's no outs here in the bottom of the third, no score. Popped up
in the infield. They can't find it, and it drops in foul territory. The catcher, Dake, unable to find it right away. Peterson couldn't find it either, could he?
No.
So a break there for Lacapelle Valley, that could have been an easy out.
It really wasn't hit real high. They both, once they saw it, tried to hustle, but it dropped between them.
There's a ground ball foul by Mortensen. Connor Peterson has given up one hit here against the Eagles. Max Young at second base. Here's the pitch. Smolak out, almost hit him inside.
2-2.
2-2 to Gavin. Nobody out, top of the third. Eagle fans cheering on here. Dugout all standing up. And the pitch down low. Nice stop by the catcher for RCW. I don't know if you can hear the crowd in the background, but they're making some noise. Full count to Gavin Mortensen. Here we go. Big pitch for Peterson. Here it is. And it's pop foul over the first base dugout. And look at the little kids run after it there. What do they get? Turn it into the concession stand? Full count again here to Gavin with a runner on second. Lacapelle threatening to score here. Ground ball to first base, fielded by the first baseman. Runs over, touches first, but then it advances Young to third. So one out. Nice job by the first baseman, Arterbauer.
Eight pitches there.
Arterburn.
Gavin did a good job. Eight pitches by the pitcher.
Arterburn did a nice job with the fielding there at first. Now he's up on the grass, the first baseman. Here's a long fly ball, a drive out the left, drops in front of the left fielder. There's your first run of the game, Nolan Smith. Grant Bierke,
yeah,
with an RBI.
And he's 2-for-2.
Here's
a pitcher, number 11.
Grant Bierke. Yeah, 2-for-2, Dick. Max Young scores from third. And the Eagles get on the board. I think that was the first pitch to Grant.
Yeah, it was.
Laced it out to left field. Johnson out there.
Watch him stealing, too.
There he goes. Bierke down to second. Here's the throw. It's high, and Bierke's safe.
Yeah, you watch that catcher. He takes two or three steps before he can throw it. And the Eagles have some pretty good sprinters.
Bierke at second base. There's one out, and Nolan Smith at the plate. Swing and a miss for a strike. One ball, one strike to Nolan Smith.
Three stolen bases so far.
Bierke with a good lead at second base. Matt Lacapelle leading 1-0. Next pitch, pop fouled on the third base side, out of play. That's why Coach Biergarten, that's why you move the runners up to get them in scoring position. And that's what Max Young did. One ball, two strikes to Nolan.
Yep.
Peterson, the pitch. Pop foul again, out of play. Yeah, between Peterson and Smith and Mortensen, they're making Peterson throw some pitches here, Dick.
Yeah, this will be the sixth pitch.
1-2 count to Nolan. The pitch. There's a pop foul again over the left field line. 1-0, Eagles lead the Jaguars.
With the left-handed batter, the shortstop is more over towards second base. There's a big hole between the third baseman and the shortstop, and he wouldn't be behind the runner.
Next pitch is a strike three, right down the middle. Nolan froze on that one. Two outs. Big strikeout there for Peterson.
Yeah.
Here's Brant Schomer. Homer struck out his first at bat as well. Bierke at second base. Two outs now. Peterson delivers. Popped up. Shallow second base right by the bag. He drops the ball. And everybody's going to be safe. The second baseman, Halbeck, had it in his glove and right in front of the second base bag there.
Well, I think that he ran into the shortstop, too. And popped out of his glove.
Did you give an air there or a hit?
No, it's an air.
Okay. And so that moved Bierke to third. That would have been the third out there. Just a little blooper by Schomer. Now they throw over to first. Schomer's on his way to second. They're going to just let him give him second base. What happened there, Dick?
Well, first and third situation, he started a little early, and the pitcher threw to first base. The runner wants to try to get in a hot box, and the runner from third can score, but they just let him go.
Runners on second and third. Here's a swing and a miss by Heinicke. Kaysen Heinicke batting. Big opportunity here for the junior, Kaysen Heinicke, with runners on second and third. Two outs. Eagles lead 1-0 here in the bottom of the third. Peterson for the Jaguars in his windup, and the pitch to Heinicke is high for a ball. Bierke at third base. Schomer at second. Kaysen Heinicke at the plate for La Caparo Valley. The pitch. Strike called. One ball, two strikes. Clint Schiller behind the plate. Calling the balls and strikes tonight. 1-2 count to Heinicke. Called strike three, and Peterson gets out of a jam. Eagles leave two on base. My goodness.
Five strikeouts for him.
One run on one hit, one error, and the Eagles leave two on base. We'll go to the top of the fourth inning here with the Eagles leading 1-0. We'll be right back.
And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison, is ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouth-watering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson. Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
Hey, Paul Ramo, Dick Newman back here at the Madison Memorial Baseball Field on a Monday evening. Not bad out. Well, not bad in the press box, I should say. I'm not outside, but Eagles lead RCW in this Camden Conference matchup 1-0 as the Jaguars are going to bat here in the top of the fourth. Here's Connor Peterson, the pitcher for RCW, stepping up to the plate.
Blew out Gavin Mortensen first time up in short right field.
The first pitch from Nolan Smith is down low for a ball. Nolan has, what, six strikeouts in the game here? Two each inning.
Yep.
Yeah, he's got two each inning. And there's a strike called, one ball, one strike. Eagles scored a run there in the bottom of the third on an RBI by Grant Bierke. Bierke's 2-for-2 on the day so far.
Unofficially, Nolan threw the first two innings with 38 pitches, and now the Glenville County West pitcher's got over almost 60, 58 pitches.
One ball, two strikes to Peterson. Curveball missed outside. Nice stop by the catcher, Bierke. This is watching the little kids play baseball over here. We got a bunch of girls with a volleyball. What are they doing playing volleyball? It's a baseball game field. Oh, look out. That pitch got away from Nolan there. Went for the backstop. Yeah, a lot of it's one of my great memories growing up in New Ulm at Johnson Field, playing, not watching the game, just playing our own game as an elementary student. Full count here. Ball four to Peterson. So the leadoff batter gets on base for RCW, down 1-0 to the Eagles.
Second walk given up by no one.
Here's Kason Arterburn, the first baseman.
Flew out to second base first time up.
Smith delivers, and it's a strike called. Arterburn looks down to his head coach, Steve Agee. Here's the pitch from Nolan. And it's a ground ball to short and gets by Fernholz, goes out to left field. Got to give an error there?
Yeah.
Okay. So runners on first and second for RCW. Nobody out here in the top of the fourth. Eagles lead 1-0. Got a pinch runner coming, number 13. Santiago. Can't read the coach's writing. Caldren. He's got to print the print better. So there's nobody out, right? Nobody out.
Jackson, the ball was hit to his right. He was going over there, and it went underneath his glove.
Number one will be batting Jack Hubrick, the second baseman.
Got a little of the glove on the ball, but not enough to catch it or knock it down and throw the runner out. So, reached on an error.
Jaguars have something going here in the top of the fourth. They have nobody out and runners on first and second. Smith from the stretch here. And a bunt laid down, a foul down the third baseline there by Hubrick. He was going to bunt. So, if you're an infielder, you got to know where you're going to go and what you're going to do. Carter Moen at third base. Heinicke at first. See if he's going to try to bunt again with runners on first and second. Hubrick at the plate. Squares around the bunt. He bunt, misses it, goes back to the backfield, throws the third, and it goes out to left field. And look at the backup. Then they throw the third. He is safe at third. My goodness.
Good job.
Max Young,
by the left fielder, backing up.
Max Young, the left fielder, came running in to back up the throw from the catcher, Bjerke. Bjerke threw it down the third, got by the third baseman. Otherwise, that would have scored a run. So, that bunt went to the backstop, hit the brick again, went right to the catcher, Bjerke. Runners on second and third now. 1-1 count, swung on and fouled back for strike two. Hubrick bunted, and he bunted the ball and hit the brick, and it ricocheted right back to Bjerke, the catcher, and they had enough time to throw the runner out trying to get the third, but it was a bad throw, went out the left field. Ground ball hit the short. Fernholz fields it, and his only play is the first, and he gets him at first, but a run scores, we're tied. So Hubrick picks up an RBI, and Fernholz, a shortstop, really didn't have any. Only thing he, place he could go was the first base.
Right. He gets an RBI for that, but it would be an unearned run.
Here's a left-handed batter, Riley Dake, and the pitch is high for a ball. Arterburn at second base, one out, and we're tied 1-1 here in the top of the fourth. Number four, Riley, the catcher, Dake, a strike called. Paul Ramo, Dick Newman here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field this afternoon or early evening. Next pitch by Smith is a strike. Kind of an odd inning here. A lot of different things happening so far. One ball, two strikes to the catcher.
swing and a miss. Kind of a lazy swing there, struck him out. Seven strikeouts for Nolan Smith. Two outs now.
The right fielder, number eight, Eric
Agree. Here's Eric Agree, the right fielder, who was hit by a pitch right on the top of the helmet. The pitch is down low for a ball. Tomorrow night, they'll be in Granite Falls as the Dawson Boyd softball team opens up their season against Yellow Medicine East. Here's the pitch, and that's low for ball two. Or, no, strike. Is it 2-0? I think it's 2-0.
Yeah. Yep. We have to remember the Eagles are home tomorrow against Benson.
Baseball, yeah.
Yeah.
And here's the pitch, and that's ball three. 3-0 to Agree. Carter Byrne at second with a good lead. Mortensen comes over to keep him close to the second base bag. Nolan doesn't like that and steps off the rubber. Two outs, tied up 1-1 here in the bottom or the top of the fourth inning. 3-0 pitch is a strike to Agree. Good baseball game so far here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. The pitch outside. Nice stop by Bierke, and that's ball four. Agree draws a walk with two outs, and there's runners on first and second for Renville County West. And here's the number eight batter, number nine, the left fielder, Easton Johnston, for the Jaguars. Nolan checks his runners at first and second. Here's the pitch to Johnston, and it's down low. Yeah, that's right. Tomorrow night, the Eagles are right back here at home against the best Benson Braves from the West Central Conference. Two outs. Nolan trying to get in the dugout here. Down low. Another nice stop by Bierke.
Josh, go ahead. Josh Benson, assistant coach forever, works with the catchers, and we always have good catchers.
Good catchers and good center fielders. Here's a 2-0 pitch. There's a ground ball, hit the third. Moen fields it. He tags the runner. Arburn coming to third base for the out. Wow. Heads up play there by Carter, huh?
Well, he knocked it down, and the first baseman, Arterberg, was running right by him, and he turned around and tagged him out.
No runs on no hits, one error, and one run. Yeah, one run, yep. One run, no hits, one error, and nobody left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth. The Eagles gathered around head coach Darby Biergarten in front of the dugout. We got a tie ball game, folks. 1-1. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Denver, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather and a lot of information plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free and they keep adding feature. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper.
We're back here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. The Eagles are batting here in the bottom of the fourth. We got a good ball game going on here, 1-1 between the Renville County West and the Eagles. And here's Jackson Fernals, followed by Carter Moen and Lilliard, the first three batters. And we got 2-0, I think, to start. Or one ball, one strike here to Jackson Fernals. Ground ball foul. Check some other scores here. The Dawson score and
Canby, Mineota were playing each other. Canby now leading Mineota 8-2 in the fourth inning. Strike three called. Fernald's caught looking there. One out. And here's Carter Moen.
Now batting third baseman number four, Carter Moen.
The Renville County pitcher is, when he keeps the ball down low, gets most of his strikeouts. So the batters with two strikes, you got to go after that low pitch.
And Peterson is lined up. Here's the pitch to Carter Moen, and that's down low for a ball. Hortonville Trojans leading the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks 8-3. They're in the top of the fifth. Cam Sather at the plate right now for the Blackjacks. 2-0 pitch to Moen inside for ball three. Eagles scored a run in the third inning, and Jaguars scored one in the fourth. We're tied 1-1. And Connor Peterson in his windup, and the pitch inside for ball four. A walk, and the Eagles get a base runner at first base in Carter Moen. And here's Malcolm Lilliard batting. The right fielder for Lacapaul Valley. I hear a dog. We got a dog up here in the press box? All right, throw over to first, and Carter gets back. Malcolm Lilliard batting. Get the updates for Lacapaul Valley Boys Golf and Dawson Boyd Boys Golf. They're in Marshall today. They're just finishing up. Here's the pitch. Outside, there goes the runner to second, and a stolen base for Carter Moen. So Moen's in scoring position. And batting at the plate's Malcolm Lilliard. Connor Peterson checks his runner at second. And the pitch. And that's inside for a ball, the number seven. Malcolm Lilliard, as he looks down to Coach Bjornell at third base. Coach Josh Benson coaching first. Here's the pitch. There goes the runner to third. He's going to try to steal third. He's out by a couple feet. Nice throw by Dake, the Jaguar catcher. So Moen trying to steal third base, called out.
It was a double steal. The runner at first ended up at...
No runner.
Yeah.
Swing and a miss there by Lilliard for strike two. So 2-2 count with two outs. That was aggressive base run in there. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and popped up. Base hit out the right field there by number seven, Malcolm Lilliard. The right field. Nice piece of batting there by Lilliard.
Third hit of the game for the Eagles.
Here's Max Young, the birthday boy, the sophomore. He walked and came around the score on Grant Bierke's RBI. So with two outs here in the bottom of the fourth, tied up 1-1, throw over to first. And Lilliard gets back, dives head first into the bag. Glad you're with us on Q92 this afternoon for Eagle Baseball. Paul Ramo and Dick Newman. Peterson's pitch is high to Max Young. Connor Peterson checks his runner at first, which is Lilliard, and the pitch to Young. He throws it inside. Young chops it foul. And I think Max would want that swing back. Look a little frustrated with himself. Got somebody warming up in the bullpen for Lacapaul Valley. Max Young at the plate. One ball, one strike. There's two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch outside. Time called now. the home plate umpire, somebody's got to get a helmet on. Home plate umpire, what's he doing? Oh, it's catcher warming up the pitcher out there in the right field. Bullpen has to be wearing a helmet. Is that right?
Yep.
One ball, two strikes to Max Young. Runner on first for La Capoe Valley. We got a tie ball game here in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the pitch. There goes the runner. Swing and a miss. Struck him out to end the inning. Seven strikeouts there for Peterson.
No runs. One hit. No errors. And one left on base.
And we'll take a break, and we'll come back with the Jaguars batting in the top of the fifth. We're tied 1-1. We'll be right back.
Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Here we are in the top of the fifth inning at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Paul Ramo, Dick Newman here. Good ball game, Dick. 1-1.
Yeah, it is. It is a pitcher's duel. The line scores after four complete. Renville County West, one run. They're still hitless. Two errors and four left on base. Lac Parle Valley, one run on three hits, one error, and five runners left on base.
All right. The Jaguars will be sending up their 9-1-2 batters here in the top of the fifth. Nolan Smith continuing on the mound here in the fifth inning.
Leading off of the Jaguars in the fifth inning.
Here's A.J. Reyes, the center fielder. He struck out in the third inning. Nolan, what's he got? Seven strikeouts in the game, I believe.
Yep.
Call right-hander delivers to Reyes. And that's down low for a ball. Well, Bart Hill and I did the Dawson Mineota game the other night, Thursday, when it snowed. And that was an entertaining game for sure. Dawson Boyd winning it in the bottom of the seventh. 2-0 count here. Now Grant Bierke throws his mask out. I don't know if he got something in his eye or... Got a little break here in the action. Coach Darby Biergun comes out.
Yeah, he's got something in his eye, his finger.
Now the base umpire, Coach Darby Biergun, checking the eyes of Grant Bierke, got something in it.
Could be a contact, too.
Oh, yeah, okay. Meanwhile, the Lac Parle boys golf team there in Marshall today, they're just finishing up on the 17th hole. There's a lot of teams there, maybe 18 teams, and Lac Parle Valley boys currently in fourth place. Mineota in fifth, Dawson Boyd currently in seventh place. So leading Lac Parle Valley here, let's see, we got, oh, they're already in. Noah Arndt finished with a 78 today to lead the Eagles so far. Got a couple guys ready to come in, but we'll pass the finals out when that is completed.
Next pitch by Smith is on the outside corner for ball strike one. Two balls and a strike.
Reyes at the plate for Renville County West, and there's strike two. Nice pitch there by Nolan. Nolan Smith on the mound. Nobody out here. Top of the fifth. 1-1 is your score. Next pitch inside for ball three. We've got a full count.
Yep.
We've had a number of full counts here in the game.
Of late, yes.
Smith taking his time. Now in his windup and the pitch. Ooh, swung on and off somebody's helmet, the catcher or the umpire. Count remains full count here to A.J. Reyes. Ebrink on deck for the Jaguars. Top of the order. Full count pitch. Ground ball foul towards the third base dugout. Randy Schaub, longtime coach, coaching first base over there, Hall of Famer. Still involved in Junior Legion ball. Swinging, outside. Ball gets to the backstop, Bierke chasing it down. Reyes will be safe at first.
Yeah.
So what?
It was a strikeout, but a wild pitch for him to go to first base. That was the eighth pitch to that batter.
So that counts as a strikeout. He struck out. Oh, I thought it was way in the dirt. Okay.
Yeah, well, he...
What do I know? Okay.
Evan Benson
walked
had six strikeouts in
three times that happened. Okay. We got Coach Bjergen's out on the mound talking to his infield with the Jaguars leading the number nine batter on base. And now it's the top of the order in Hampton Hebrink. As soon as Darby's done talking with his pitcher and infield. A lot of strategy going on. A lot of make sure everybody's on the same page. Oh, they're changing pitchers? We got a pitching change, huh? All right, we got a pitching change. So we'll take a break here as Lacapaw Valley brings in a new pitcher. We'll be back after a word from our fine sponsors.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo.
All right, welcome back. Pitching change, Dick, for Lacapaw Valley. Nolan Smith is going to go to third base, and the third baseman, Carter Moen, is going to pitch for the Eagles here. And at first base, out of the dugout, will be Tanner Tilbury. He'll be in for Heinicke at first defensively. No, tied up 1-1 here between the Jaguars and the Eagles, and the Jaguars have Reyes at first base. And Carter Moen continuing his warm-ups here. Carter is a sophomore. He's a sophomore. And so Nolan Smith did a pretty good job, didn't he, pitching?
Yeah, he did. He's still responsible for that runner on first base, so he can't say what he's done.
Okay, here we go. Carter Moen's first pitch to the top of the order. A bunt, it's in the air, and it goes behind Bjerke foul for a strike. So Hebrink with a strike on him. And Carter is from the stretch. Reyes with his lead at first base. Squaring around the bunt, and he bunts it in the air, and it's almost caught, dropped, and picked up by Smith, and he throws the first for the out. Heads-up play by third baseman Nolan Smith.
And a nice job there by the first baseman, who is new too, correct?
Yeah, Tilbury.
Okay.
But that was a heads-up play. It was a bunt. It was in the air towards the first base side, the right side of the field. Nolan Smith had a long way to run there, and he backed it up because Moen couldn't make the catch. Good defensive play. That might be our Wow Ottawa play of the game so far.
So far.
Popped up, number 10 batting, Blake Trott, and it goes out of play. It's always good to back up or to... You know, especially that was to the right side of the field. That's surprising, the third baseman. He had the insight to get over there quick.
Well, the bunt was pretty high in the air.
Swing and a miss for strike one to Drake. Runner on second base is Reyes, There's one out. We're tied 1-1 here in the fifth inning. Moan in relief, pitch, foul. Oh, we would have had that one if the net and window weren't in our way. Coming right into us here. Strike two, 0-2 count. Big lead there by Reyes at second. Here's the 0-2 count outside. Nice stop by Bierke again. Appreciate you tuning in to Q92 tonight. We're also on YouTube, the KLQP Sports YouTube page. One ball, two strikes. To Drake, the pitch. Swung on, and, oh, he got a piece of it, but the catcher, Bierke, held on to it. Two outs, a strikeout there.
First strikeout for Moulton.
Pitcher number 7, Connor Peterson.
Here's Connor Peterson, the pitcher for Renville County West. Runner on second represents the go-ahead run for Renville County West here in the top of the fourth. There's a high fly ball center field, and the center fielder, Schomer, underneath and makes the catch for the out.
So, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. So, and we're halfway through the ball game, and it's still 1-1.
We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Camby and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Carrie Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual and Reinsurance Company.
Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul.
We're back here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Paul Ramos, Dick Newen. Hey, we're in the bottom of the fifth inning. And the Eagles and the Jaguars still tied 1-1. And the Eagles got their top of the order coming up here. Gavin Mortensen, Grant Bierke, Nolan Smith will start it out as the Coach Biergon runs the third base coaching box. Peterson continuing on the mound here. Connor for RCW. And here's Gavin Mortensen, the junior. Gavin's made contact both at bats.
He's hitless, but he really battled with Peterson the last time up.
Peterson delivers to Mortensen, and he hits a high fly ball way back to the left field, and the left fielder makes the catch. Johnson out there in left field. Thought that was going to go farther than it did, but the left fielder, Gavin gave it a ride, though.
Yeah, he did.
Grant Bierke. He's swinging a hot bat today, isn't he?
Yeah, 2-for-2 with an RBI. Stolen base.
Here's Peterson's pitch to Bierke. It's a strike.
That's her ball.
One out here in the top of the fifth. Peterson delivers to Bierke. And that's high for a ball. 1-1. Eagles will be at home tomorrow night against Benson at 5 o'clock start. The Brats will be on. There's a ground ball foul for strike two. I'll be in Granite Falls with the Dawson Boyd softball team taking on the Sting. That should be a good matchup there. It's a 4:30 start tomorrow right here on Q92. Swing and a miss for strike three. A monster swing there by Bierke. 8 strikeouts, I think, for Peterson. And there's 2 outs here in the bottom of the 5th inning. Here's Nolan Smith now playing 3rd base for Lacaparle Valley. Nolan's pitch is popped up in the infield. The shortstop, Hebrink, right behind 2nd base. And that is a 1-2-3 inning
Hebrink making the catch behind second.
The Eagles in the fifth. Three up, three
no
up.
Runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base for the Eagles. We're going to go to the top of the sixth as we move right along here. We got a good ball game, folks. 1-1 is the score. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Paul Raymond with Dick Newman here. We got a good ball game, Dick. 1-1 going into the sixth inning here.
The book is complete on Nolan Smith, going four innings with giving up one run. It was unearned, no hits.
Leading off in the Jaguars, first baseman number 24, Kason Arterburn.
And four walks and eight strikeouts, a total of about 72 pitches.
Here's Kason Arterburn. Takes first pitch, a strike from Moan. Carter Moan in relief from Nolan Smith last inning. Next pitch is high for a ball. 1-1. Eagles scored a run in the bottom of the third, and the Jaguars in the top of the fourth. Swing and a miss. Chase a high away fastball.
Yeah.
One ball, two strikes to Kason Arterburn, the first baseman. Moan's pitch. Called strike three.
Two strikeouts now for Moan.
He's just a sophomore, I think.
Second baseman, number one, Jack Hubrick.
Here's Jack Hubrick, the second baseman for the Jaguars. Moan in his windup, and the pitch is high and outside for a ball. How about those Twins?
First place.
They play Boston tonight, I think. Boston. Next pitch. Oh, strike called there. One ball, one strike to Hubrick. 1-1 count, one out here in the top of the sixth inning. Next pitch down low. Got the signs out there on the outfield fences. Thanks to all the fine sponsors out there. You see their... pitch is foul back to the backstop.
Two balls, two strikes. Moan not taking much time either between pitches. That's one nice characteristic of Lacaparral pitching.
Second. Swing and a miss, struck him out. That was a breaking ball, it looked like. Back-to-back strikeouts for Carter Moan. Got Arterburn and now Hubrick. And here's Riley Dake. Left-handed batter.
Working for a snapper mowing down inning.
All right. They still do that, I wonder, on Twins broadcast? And there's a shot to second base. Mortensen fields it cleanly, throws to first, and that's a 1-2-3 inning. Nice job by Mortensen at second.
Very nice.
No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Hey, we're going to go to the bottom of the sixth and see if if the Eagles can break that 1-1 tie. We'll be back after this.
Fender bender? Major collision? Don't stress. Call Tufty Auto Body and Sales in Madison. They handle the dents, the dings, and full repairs like it never happened. Tufty Auto Body works with all insurance providers and offers free estimates. Fast, friendly, and flawless. That's Tufty Auto Body's promise.
Call 320-598-3770 or visit Tufty Auto Body and Sales Facebook page. That's Tufty Auto Body and Sales, where your car comes back better than ever.
Here we go, bottom of the sixth inning. I smell hamburgers and bratwursts. That smells great. A concession stand open here. If you haven't had supper, come on out to the ball field. And we got brats and hamburgers going. And watch the game here. Got a good game, 1-1.
Four, 5, and 6 here for the Eagles.
Yeah, Schomer, Heineke, and Fernals. Let's see if they can get on base here. Good ball game. Peterson's pitching well. Connor Peterson, the right-hander for RCW, doing a nice job. He's got 8 strikeouts on the game.
Unofficially, I got him for 81 pitches.
2 hits.
Three hits.
Yep, 1, 2, 3. All right. Here we go. Clint Schiller behind the plate. Umpiring. Waiting for the RCW catcher. He had to put all of his gear on. Let's see if he's got some time here. Catch up on a few of the games. See how Minnesota Vikings, or Canby Lance, is now leading Minnesota 11-2. And Dawson Boyd tied it up. They're 8-8 with the Trojans in the sixth inning. What a game. Oh, now it's 8-7, it says. No, 8-8. 8-8, tied up. Ortonville and Dawson Boyd. What do we got here?
First pitch is down low for ball one.
To Schomer. Brant Schomer batting. 1-1 the score. And the pitch outside for a ball. No strike.
Yeah.
One ball, one strike to Schomer. Brant, a senior. Played a lot of baseball, a lot of Legion ball, a lot of high school ball in his career. Next pitch, swing and a miss for strike two. On deck is number 15. We got a new batter there. Tanner Tilbury. And there's a fly ball left center field. That might go in the gap. And it does. It goes all the way to the fence. Schomer's on his way. Wait a second. A stand-up double for Brant Schomer. Left center field. Hit it well, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Here's Tanner Tilbury batting. First bat, bat at bat for Tanner, batting for Heineke.
Number 15, Tanner Tilbury.
Nice hit there by Schomer. Timeout called now. Steve Agee, the head coach for the Jaguars, out on the mound talking with his players. Well, when you're tied 1-1, you got to make sure everybody's on the same page.
You haven't seen anybody warming up for the Jaguars.
The conference on the mound is over, and Steve's hustling back to the dugout. Good guy. All right. We've got Tanner Tilbury at the plate. Easton Fernals will bat. He's on deck circle. Big at bat here in the bottom of the sixth, tied up 1-1. And the pitch is wild. It goes to the outside, and going to third is Schomer on the wild pitch. Boy, that was there wasn't a chance for the catcher, Dake, to make a catch on that pitch.
Have to be about seven foot to 8 inches and reach out to get that.
I like the backstop here when the ball hits it. I mean, that's happened a lot here tonight, and it goes right back to the catchers. So you got to be on your toes when you're running. Swing and a miss by Tilbury. The go-ahead run is at third base. There is nobody out, folks, here in the bottom of the sixth for the Eagles. Peterson gets the sign from the catcher. He's in his windup. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Tilbury. Swing and a miss for strike two. Fastball right down the middle. Fernals on the on-deck circle. He'll bat for the first time.
Oh, he's batted before.
Not today. And a swing and a foul back to the net. And one ball, two strikes. to Tanner Tilbury. Runner on third is Schomer. Here's the windup and the pitch. And it gets by the catcher. Schomer's going to try to score. He does. He does. He scores. And what are you going to call that, Bart?
Pass ball.
A pass ball, okay. And Tilbury, is that ball four? Oh, a strikeout. But he gets on first base. Okay. I get my book. So it's 2-1, La Caparo Valley.
Number one, Easton.
And here's Easton Fernalls batting.
Easton Fernalls, yeah.
Easton, yep. Yeah. And a pitch throw over to first. And Tilbury gets back. So that was a big turn of events there, putting the Eagles on top now, 2-1. Fernalls at the plate. He squares around the bunt, and he missed the bunt. First strike.
Both teams have scored on a situation where there's a strikeout, but the wild pitch or whatever allowed the runner from third to score.
Next pitch to Fernalls is inside. Easton wearing number one. He looks down to Coach Bjornell. Tilbury's at first base. There's nobody out. 1-1 count to Fernalls. Throw over to first. Ooh, and Tilbury gets back. That ball was thrown low. Nice job by the first baseman, Otterburn. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Another bunt. Bunts it in the air. Drops out to the ground. And they're going to throw to second. And they get Tilbury forced out at second.
Yeah, because it was popped up, a bunt. It dropped in. He gets fielder's choice.
Yeah.
But the runner had to wait to see if the third baseman would catch it. So he was halfway there when the ball bounced out, and pretty alertly somebody yelled second base, and the third baseman threw it to second for the force out.
Here's Carter Moen, the pitcher. First pitch to Carter is a ball.
So Easton Fernalls reaches on a fielder's choice.
Carter Moen batting. Pitch from Peterson is outside for ball two. 2-0. Yeah, the bunt was in the air by Fernalls on the third base side, and it dropped between the third baseman and the pitcher. Peterson picked it up and alertly threw to second. Throw over to first, and Fernalls gets back. Easton's fast. He can run. What's Carter done today?
Two walks.
Two walks, okay. Connor Peterson checks Fernalls at first base. Here's the pitch. It's way high for a ball. It's 3-0 to Moen. Paul Ramo, Dick Newman here on this Monday evening. Baseball in Madison. 3-0 pitch. And he's taken. There's a strike one. Three balls, one strike to Carter. Eagles now lead 2-1 here in the bottom of the sixth. Swing and missed for strike one, or strike two, full count. Strike two to Carter. Infield ready for the Jaguars. There's one out. Full count pitch. There goes the runner.
Oh.
And it's called strike three. Here's a throw to second. Not in time. But Moen called out on strike. What happened? Somebody's hollering something. Two outs. Fernalls stolen second base. He's on second base. Here's Malcolm Lilliard, the right fielder for the Eagles. See if they can tack on another run here in the bottom of the sixth. Throw to second. Fernalls gets back. Second time, Peterson, the Jaguar pitcher, has tried to pick somebody off at second. 2-1, La Caparo Valley leading the Jaguars here in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the pitch. It's high for a ball. Well, the Eagles leading 2-1. The Eagles are three outs away, picking up a win. Here's the pitch to Lilliard, and that's down low. Boy, Fernholz is way off the second base peg after the pitch. He's like almost halfway between second and third. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch from Peterson. Nope, throw to second. And they get him. Fernholz save at second.
Boy, there's a big hole, that shortstop.
And second.
Yeah. Big hole between shortstop and third base.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Down low to Lilliard. Two balls, one strike to Malcolm. Two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. The Eagles lead 2-1. They got Fernholz at second base. Here's the 2-1 pitch from Peterson. Popped up. Foul territory, first base. Arterburn gets the makes the catch in front of the fence. And foul territory for the out. That was a big out.
Yeah, one run, one hit, no errors, and one left on base.
2-1. Eagles leading the Jaguars. They're three outs away. Let's see what happens in the top of the seventh for the Jaguars. We'll be right back.
One of our sports boosters is CCM Health.
When it came time to grow our family, we decided to go to CCM Health. From the moment we walk in the door to the people checking us in, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I 100% would recommend going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
Paul Ramo, Dick Newman back here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. We reached the seventh inning. Nice game. 2-1, Eagles leading. Jaguars batting here in the bottom of the seventh. The number 9, 1, and 2 batters for Renville County West. Here we go. Carter Moen in relief of Nolan Smith. And the pitch from Carter to Mac, or to A.J. Reyes. Is this Reyes? Oh, I'm sorry. Eric Agri, 7, 8, 9 batters. Okay, got a pinch hitter. I'm behind schedule here. Got a pinch hitter, number 13. And there's a shot, to the fence. Oh, what a nice catch by Coach Biergon in front of the dugout. Look at that. The players are applauding the coach. That was a ricochet off the netty in there, and Darby snagged it. One ball. That might be the play of the game. Called strike three. San Diego goes down one out. Here's number 6, Hunter Cook. Henry Hunter Cook batting. First at bat for him. Top of the seventh. Eagles lead 2-1. There's a strike. Carter's throwing strikes.
He is.
And he's young. He's a sophomore. He's in his windup in the pitch. There's strike two.
All you got to do is throw strikes.
Acapulco Valley leading. Close game here. Top of the seventh. Moen's pitch. He swung at it for strike three. My goodness. It was way outside. Two outs. Two strikeouts there for Carter.
He's got four now.
Here's the number 9 batter, A.J. Reyes. See if he can keep it going here for the Jaguars. Two outs. They're down to their last out. And the pitch from Moen is a strike. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. Maybe do some interviews. One strike to Reyes. The pitch. There's a long fly ball. This is well hit. It's going to go in the gap left center field and to the fence, and Reyes is in with a double.
And that's the first hit for Renville County West.
Wow. Reyes keeps the Jaguars alive with two outs here in the top of the seventh. That was a well-hit ball. So, Eagles, if they get the out, the Eagles will win. A base hit possibly could tie the ball game up.
Leadoff batter.
Hebrink. He fouls that one to the backstop for a strike.
He's 0 for 3 with a strikeout.
So that now we get, with Reyes' double, we got a little drama going on here now.
Yeah.
One strike here to Hebrink. The pitch, swing and a miss for strike two. Carter Moen's one pitch away here from a win.
That was way outside. Curveball. He went for it.
0-2 count to Hebrink. Reyes at second, the tying run. Here's two outs. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. The Eagles win. The Eagles win 2-1 over the Jaguars. What a job by Carter Moen. Wow. So both teams shaking hands behind home plate here. The Eagles will be back in the action tomorrow night. That was a really well-played high school baseball game, that's for sure. We'll take a couple-minute break here. We'll come back with the Neon Needles post-game show, name a Neon Needles Subway player of the game, and a WOW Onawashan Laundromat play of the game. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 Sports Booster.
Looking for a seed partner that makes choice their number one priority, it's time to make a change for the better with AP Select. With a true passion for farming and a desire to help growers prosper beyond their expectations, AP Select brings excitement, pride, and innovative thinking to the seed industry. You have a choice. Make it count. Visit APselect.com. AP Select. Better by choice.
For all your agri-partner product needs, contact Ryan Smith Seeds at 320-226-1079. That's 320-226-1079. Ryan Smith Seeds.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Sports brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089 with Dr. Clint Bond.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls. Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex Premium Diesel Fuels.
propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call Farmers Union Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls at 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here and Dick Newman. And La Caprile Valley picks up their season opening win, 2-1 over Renville County West. I was going to say Roman Voss and Jackson County Central, but no, Renville County West, 2-1. Your thoughts on the game, Dick? It was a pretty good game, wasn't it?
Well, for an opening game, 2-1, the pitchers definitely have an advantage, and that showed with the strikeouts because collectively, two pitchers, Smith and Mullen, they had 8-6, 14 strikeouts, and pitcher for Renville County West had 8, so that's 22 strikeouts in the game. So,
yeah.
Actually, the fielding was pretty good. There were a couple errors, and then a weird thing that really doesn't happen in baseball too much. I always said that you go to a baseball game where you haven't seen something for a long time, or I've never seen it before, but both teams scored a run on a strikeout where the ball, one was a ball that was a wild pitch, the other one got by the pitcher too, so that's kind of odd,
yep.
Is for sure, but both teams played well, and Lacaparo had a nice job once they got on base. They're pretty fast runners and stole, I think, 5 or 6 bases.
Yeah, you got some stats there, the box score, the line score there, Dick, for us?
Well, yeah, the line score is Renville County West, one run on one hit. They committed 2 errors and left 4 runners stranded. Lacaparo Valley with 2 runs on 4 hits, 1 error, and left 6 runners stranded. The pitcher for Renville County West went the distance 6 innings and gave up 4 hits, 2 runs, one was earned, and 3 walks and 8 strikeouts. Nolan Smith threw 4 innings and 1 batter to the in the 5th, but he got 4 innings pitched, 1 run, was unearned, hit a batter, walked four people, and with 8 strikeouts. And the winning pitcher was Carter Mullen, just a sophomore, with 3 innings pitched, 1 hit, no walks, and 6 strikeouts.
Yeah, I thought Moen did a great job in the relief, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
All right, we have head coach Darby Biergon with us here. And Darby just got done talking to his team out there in right field. Darby, what you say to the boys?
Let me think now, Paul. There's a lot in the first game to go over. We just kind of talked about we're a young team, right? And there's a lot of first-game jitters going on right now. So now we got to flush that out, and we're a veteran team now. We don't have a choice. This is what we're running with, and we played ball since we're probably 4 or 5 years old, and the jitters are gone, and we're back to playing regular baseball.
Okay. Dick, you got questions for Darby there?
Well, I thought both pitchers for you did a nice job. Kind of high number of pitches for Nolan after the second inning.
Yeah, there was that one inning where he had some errors behind him, and that got that pitch count up. And we wanted to keep him around under 70, 75, and I think we had him in the high 60s. So we'll see what he's looking like for Thursday to come back. And Nolan had some pop on his ball. I don't know if you can see that from up here or not, but he's throwing a lot harder than he did last year, and he kept the ball low the entire time and just ran into some troubles with a few walks and then the airs behind him. But that's what we were talking about, having a young team, and we'll bounce back from that. And Carter did a very nice job coming in, too, getting out of the inning with a runner on and then just throwing strikes. That's all we ask, is throw strikes and throw outs.
Well, you once you get on base, your team is pretty fast, and you did a lot of stealing the bases.
Yeah, you know, we stole on their pitcher a lot because he had a high leg kick is what we were going with. He was kind of slow to home, although he was a very solid pitcher. He was throwing strikes against us all night. I got a hats off to him for that. But
I noticed the catcher would take three steps before he threw out to second base.
So we're kind of taking all that into effect, and we're still learning on the base pass too. And, you know, the first game stuff, I made a mistake. I stole third, and then Malcolm hit a ball to right field. I was kind of frustrated trying to make something happen, and I thought maybe we get a ball thrown out to left field or something. The catcher made a nice play. So, we're taking advantage like we always have, is we like to be aggressive on the bases and put the pressure on the defense.
Well, it paid off on one of your runs.
Yeah,
couple steals.
Right, there, so. Yep. We're going to get him in the scoring position, and hopefully something can happen.
All right, Grant Bierke went 2 for 3. On the day?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I had that. He said that first one was a hit. He said, "Yeah, it was a perfectly placed ball."
Okay. While you're up here, our WOW Ottawa and Laundromat play of a game is Nolan Smith backing up on that bunt. Nolan Smith was playing third, and they bunted it in the air.
Sure,
you remember that?
Yep.
And
with
Moan
going for
the
ball. Good effort by Carter. And then
that was on the right side of the field.
Yep. So
Nolan came.
Yep, Nolan came all the way across the field, and he was charging in the first place, but, yeah, he didn't stop his charge and went after the ball. And it was, I think it might have been between Carter's legs, actually, or close to him anyways when he picked it up. So, nice job by Carter, by Nolan.
And that's our WOW Ottawa and Laundromat play of the game. Thanks to Brent Mosing for sponsoring the play of the game there. With our Neon Needle Subway Player of the Game, we got Grant Bierke. Congratulations.
Thank you.
2 for 3.
Yeah, I didn't even think the first one could be a hit. I put my head down and ran. I figured they messed up somewhere.
Yeah, beat the throw.
I guess.
talk about his performance behind the plate. You did a nice job behind the plate. You got your uniform dirty. You worked here today, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, Grant does a really nice job behind the plate. You know, he knows how to call. He's reading the batters, knowing. You know, we didn't throw a lot of off-speed there when Nolan was on the mound because he didn't have to. And then when Carter came in, Grant started calling a few off-speed pitches because he knew that Carter's off-speed was going to work in those situations. So excellent job.
Grant, how do you play the backstop here? Because a number of times, both you and the catcher for RCW, when that ball gets by you, it hits the backstop, the concrete, and it bounces right back to you. Got to kind of play that well, or how does that's different than other ballparks, right?
Yeah, it's dependent on where the pitch is too. I'll let Grant explain that.
Yeah, I kind of like I got to turn around and find the ball before I instinct tells you to go back to the backstop. But on this field, you kind of just got to turn around and find the ball before you go anywhere.
Yeah, and sometimes it'll surprise you and ricochet right over your head like it did for the Jaguar catcher that time. So, 2 for 3, you're a Neon Needle Subway Player of the Game. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Talk about your two hits.
Well, my first one, I didn't even realize it was a hit, and then my second one, I'm happy I got that. I didn't hit it real hard, but I got it out in the outfield. Got the run in and
scored Max from third base.
Yeah, you picked up an RBI in the third.
Yeah.
What'd you do, your third at bat?
I struck out.
Oh, okay. Give me the T-shirt back then. No, just kidding. Sorry, I didn't know that. All right.
So you got Benson tomorrow night, right?
Yep. Yeah, we got Benson coming to town. We haven't played Benson since I've been the head coach. It'll be fun to bring them
back. Oh, really?
And they have a new head coach. So, yeah. See what, you know, they're in a different conference. They used to play in the West Central North with us, but neither of us are in the West Central North anymore.
Right. And so you got a lot of games to play in the next couple weeks, don't you?
Yeah, well, we have 3 games the next 3 weeks.
We got three games for 3 weeks straight, and then we have that home tournament, so we'd have 7 games in 11 days is what it's looking like. So, yeah, it's...
Got a good pitching staff?
We're hoping so. I mean, we're finding out a lot, right? We're all young, and tonight we obviously threw strikes, and that's what we asked for. So the 2 guys that threw tonight did what we asked, and, yeah, we're happy about that.
All right. Congratulations, guys, and good luck against Benson tomorrow. We'll follow you throughout the whole year. Yeah,
all right. So. Appreciate it, Paul.
You bet, Grant. And Darby?
Yep. Thanks, Dick.
Dick, you put the headset back on, and we'll wrap it up here. So Lacapaw Valley wins it 2-1 over Renville County West. And a pretty good first game.
It is. Three errors by the two teams, and really not throwing errors. They were, ground balls. And
yep.
One was popped out of the player's glove, too. So.
Right.
But, you look at the high school scores, when you see a 2-1 score, you think... Gosh, that's a well-played game. Yeah. Maybe a pitcher's duel, whatever. But
yeah.
I personally like a low-scoring game where the pitchers are trying to outdo each other. So, yeah.
And you, like you said, you see things you haven't seen before.
Yeah.
At baseball games. That's what I like about it.
Yeah.
All right. Just quickly some updates here. Going into the top of the eighth inning, Dawson Boyd and Ortonville are tied 8-8. How about that? That must be a game there.
Yeah.
And then we've got Canby. Let's see, what was Canby? The Lancers are playing Mineota. And 11 is the final now. Canby beat Mineota 11-3. That in baseball. All right. Thanks a lot, Dick, for helping out.
Oh, yeah. Always.
I'll be in Granite Falls tomorrow with Dawson Boyd softball. First time I'll see the Blackjack softball team. They're taking on a very good YME softball team. That's tomorrow at 4:30 right here on Q92. Thanks a lot, Dick. Appreciate it. Thanks to our sponsors for sponsoring high school sports here on Q92. And we'll see you tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 at Yellow Medicine East. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area sports boosters, including Jubilee Foods, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Whitnable Construction, Dryer Doctors, Cargill, Dawson Dairy Queen, Ryan Smith Seeds, Madison Dairy Queen, Mineota Building Materials, Northern Plains Tyler, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Kluver Law Office, Pierce and Dawson, UFP Mineota, CCM Health in Montevideo, Southwest Insurance Services, Farmers Union Oil Company, Hogan Insurance Agency, Chris Wodzinski for House, Erickson Chevrolet, Ridgeview Seeds, WOW Auto Wash in Dawson, Greater Community Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Wolfschlager Concrete, Madison Dental Clinic, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Sather Building Supplies, Dawson Auto Glass, Madison Chiropractic, State Bank of Taunton, Old National Bank, Pioneer Hybrid International, Madison Healthcare Services, Clement Electric, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Madison EDA. Sports brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, The Western Guard, Ludvigson Tiling, Larson Brothers Concrete, United Prairie Bank, Johnson Memorial Health Services, First Security Bank in Canby, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Swenson, Nelson, and Stilts Attorneys. Sports brought to you by Madsen Family Chiropractic, Lane's Electric, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, The Strand Agency, Tofty Auto and Sales, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Culligan, Haas Seeds, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Morris Crop Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Myers Electric and Infrared. Other sports boosters include Dawson Truck Parts, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Appleton Dental Clinic, Minnesota West Community and Technical College, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Madison Auto Parts, Napa,
Comerford Construction and Gravel, City Hall Bar and Grill, Peterson Team Realty, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Federated Telephone Company, Tron Tossel Seeds, Rural Solutions in Madison, Ortonville Area Health Services, and Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. Great music for Appleton, Holloway, Lewisburg, and Hantho right here on 92.1 FM Q92.